never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Union Tunnel Stadium, Union leading 42-0 going into period number four against Norman Northrop. Corey with Tom Stockton and Doc Blevins. And taking a look at some of the scores from around the state, UConn continues to lead Broken Arrow. Now it's 35-27 in the fourth period. First and 10, Norman North at the Redskins' 34-yard line. Handoff inside to McCown, and the little guy squirts forward across the 30. He's going to be close to another first down. He's down to the Union 26-yard line. Junior Smith on the tackle. That's another gain of 8 for Chapman McCown. This guy is a freshman, Tom. 5'11", 155, and there's no chance he's 5'11".
No.
Well, they list him, pardon me, they list him at 5'8", 155. I don't think he's 5'8".
No, I don't either, and I think one of the things, when he gets into the pile, without being funny, they can't see him.
He kind of Barry Sanders down there. You know, Sanders has such a low center of gravity. He would kind of disappear, and McCown's doing the same thing, but he's also been strong. Second down and 2, now at the 26-yard line of Union for Norman North. They'll need 2 more for the first down. McCown now goes in motion. Romaldo with the snap. He's going to throw it to the end zone. That ball is caught for a touchdown. Cale Cabanis was not really open, but the ball was thrown really well. The coverage in there by Junior Smith, but Tommy never turned his head, so he never really saw the ball go by him. And it's now 42-6 Union with 11 minutes to go in this third in this game.
Well, and you know, you got to send some kudos. Norman North hasn't just put their head down and said, "Nope, we're not going to do anything else." They came back down here and made a touchdown, and you know, that's good for them.
Well, remember again in 2016, this is the team that gave Union all it wanted in the state championship game. Extra point attempt there by Brody Harrelson, and it's good. Not pretty, but it's good. 11:09 to go in the game. Now 42-7 Union. Redskins will get it next on KRMG.
A recent report by the Commonwealth Fund shows nearly 45 million Americans skip taking their doctor-prescribed medications due to cost each year. There is a solution, and it's right here in Oklahoma, GenScripts Pharmacy. For over 12 years, GenScripts has been helping consumers like you eliminate the pain of high prescription prices. Not just major relief to your budget, but more importantly, GenScripts helps you stay on the path to better health. So please, shop around. You can and you need to shop around for your prescriptions. Your insurance copay isn't necessarily the lowest price. With stores in Midtown, Broken Arrow, Owosso, and South Tulsa Bixby, GenScripts makes it easy for you to shop around. Call 918-748-4444 for a free price check on your meds, 748-4444, or online at TulsaPharmacy.com. That's TulsaPharmacy.com. You need to shop around and keep more money in your pocket.
Happy faces, happy prices, GenScripts Pharmacy.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
So the goose egg is gone from Norman North's side of the scoreboard as they score on a 9-play, 7-yard drive. Took them 4 minutes and 28 seconds. I don't think that's right, Richard. That wasn't a 7-yard drive, was it? No. 70? Yeah, okay. So the zeros all we're missing? No, no worries. 11 minutes, 11:09 on the clock when they scored Cabanis. The 26-yard catch makes it 42-7. That's why we pay Richard the medium bucks. Kickoff is going to be very short. It's going to bounce. Union's going to have to pick it up, and they do around the 20-yard line. Gets Junior Smith, 25-30, 35-40. Junior out of bounds closer to the 43 to the 45-yard line. He might actually be across that. Let's see where they mark him. No, they're going to mark him back at the 39. But Junior Smith caught that football and just exploded up the sideline, Tom. He didn't make any haste.
Not at all. And if he hadn't run out of bounds, he wouldn't still be running by now. He'd already be in the end zone as fast as he is.
Might have bumped his head on the UMAC.
Yeah.
It's going to be first and 10 for the Redskins now at their own 39-yard line. They lead 42-7 with 11 minutes to go in this game. And they will bring back out. Let's see. It looks like Trent DeSmet's going to play quarterback. Junior Smith will be running back. So J.D. Geneva played this series and got a touchdown, and now Trent DeSmet's going to be out there. 3 receivers for Union, 2 near side. That's the right side. Hand off inside to Junior. He busts forward across the 40, across the 45. Still breaking tackles across midfield. Junior Smith, 12 yards, and he left Norman North players just strewn all over the field. 2 are just now getting up. 1 won't get up. Final tackle was made by Duncan Parham, but there's 1 player down, and Junior left him there. Well, he's down. We'll take a quick break. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 D-Side of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. Oh, Trina, it's so much fun and shopping experience like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 D-Side of Tulsa and Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.
Hello, Tulsa. It's Dana Lash for Action Arms. If you're a first-time gun buyer or if you are an experienced marksman like me, may I suggest you go see Darren and Dalton at Action Arms? Action Arms is a full-service NFA retailer with the latest products and hard-to-find items, as well as a large selection of accessories. Prices are competitive, and the Action Arms team can help you find the right gun at the right price. Find them on Facebook or stop by their Mingo location just south of 51st. Owning a firearm is your right, and when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Visit Action Arms.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Injured player off the field quickly. Union's Trent DeSmet at quarterback then runs a quarterback draw 7 yards all the way to the 42-yard line of Norman North. It'll be 2nd and 3 for the Redskins there. 10 minutes to go in this game. Union up 42-7. Handoff right side, Junior Smith, and he's going to bounce forward to the 40. He's close to the first down. Norman North had guys in the backfield from the very beginning on that one, including Magnus McKee. Junior was still able to get 2 to right at the 40, and it's going to be 3rd down and 1. Now, Junior will leave the game, and coming in will be John Brannett, who did a tremendous job last week running the football. At the 40 of Norman North, up 42-7, the Redskins have a 3rd down and 1. McDaniel and Frederick goes left side, Lipsy to the right. Trent DeSmet in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to left side, and that's Brannett. He's gotten the first down. He went across, well, I think he did. He went across the 40. Depends on where they mark him. He got pushed back at the end by Jake Landers. They're not going to mark him at the first down. Tom, I thought he probably went further than that. I think it's a bad mark.
I thought he did, too. And one of the things that I'm seeing over the last 3 or 4 weeks is they are going to have an opportunity to rotate running backs in who also play a little defense and keep them fresh, because they've got 3 or 4 that are just outstanding.
4th down and 1 for the Redskins at the 40. Here they need the 39 of Norman North. DeSmet brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll once again have Brannett as his running back. 3 receivers, 2 left side, Lipsy here to the right. There's the handoff. Goes up real to Brannett. Brannett's got the first down. He's across the 40 down to the 36-yard line of Norman North. And I got to tell you, right before that play, Kurt Frederick was out past the numbers yelling at 1 or 2 or maybe his entire offense about not getting the first down on that 3rd down play. He got it there. Now to the 36 of Norman North with 8:30 to go in this game. Up 42-7, the Redskins push the chains. 4 receivers, 2 either side. Brannett will stay out there at the running back spot. Trent DeSmet, the 3rd quarterback of the night. Brannett shifts to his left. Trent in the shotgun. There's the snap. He's straight back to throw. Trent looking, firing deep down the field, going for Edwards, and it is caught. Touchdown. It went right through the hands of Joshua Bowie, who jumped last minute and missed it. It hit Edwards square in the hands, bounced up into the air. Vinny gathered it in for the score, and it's 48-7.
That was a good throw, and the defensive guy just kind of misjudged it.
Well, Josh Bowie jumped and let it go right through his hands, and Edwards had to be obscured for a second. Right. So the ball bounced off his chest, but he had the forewithal, or the, that's not a word, he had the good sense about him to keep his sense and gather that thing in. Somebody quick Google forewithal and see if that's a word or not. Stephen Forbes on to add the extra point. We know those are words. The kick is up, and it's good. So 8:12 to go here in this game. Now 49-7 Redskins. We'll kick off next on KRMG.
Man, am I excited. New car models are hitting showroom floors, and if I'm picking an MVP with cars, it's hands down the new 2020 Subaru Outback. Yep, the 2020 Subaru Outback's arrived with my Ferguson family in Broken Arrow. Subaru's knocked it out of the park. They've got this new in-dash infotainment center on the 2020 Outback. It's big, it's bright, and it's loaded with technology for your custom apps, system checks on your car, and maps to help you navigate Oklahoma's roads. Plus, Subaru added new looks for both the interior and the exterior. The Outback was already great, but But now it's even better, and you should see it now at Ferguson. Plus, there's 2.9% financing on all new 2020 Outbacks. And remember, every 2020 Subaru Outback comes standard equipped. That means you don't have to pay extra for Subaru's road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive system found only in a Subaru. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the Broken Arrow at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. Or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
8-12 to play here in the game, and what may be the last one here in the configuration currently of Union Tuttle Stadium. The Redskins leading now 48-7 over Norman North. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, and Doc Blevins. The score, 6 plays, 61 yards. The drive, 2 minutes and 59 seconds. Edwards, the 36-yard catch from DeSmet for the touchdown. And I would swear I saw one of the officials say that that extra point was good, but they say it was not. So it will remain 48-7. Pardon me. He will kick this ball off. Forbes approaches, and it's going to go deep and into the end zone, and Norman North will have to come out and start at their own 20-yard line, Tom. And, you know, the last time out, Norman North's offense put together a heck of a drive, and they scored. You know, and Justin Jones, their head coach, he said to one of the Norman newspapers this week, he said, look, we're 1-6, not going to make the playoffs. You know, a miracle would have to occur. But we still want to finish the season strong, and you can really tell that's what they're trying to do here.
Right. I think they've showed a lot of character tonight in some areas that, you know, you could very easily, from a play caller, you could very easily just try to run the clock down, and they haven't done that so much. And they came down and scored after it was already, you know, 42-0.
Romaldo will come back out at quarterback. He's gone the entire way. Well, wait a minute. I think we actually have a change at quarterback. I mean, to make sure that's the case, yes, we do have a change at quarterback. Get you that number in a second. First of all, hand off to McCown. He'll go forward, not for much. Actually, he lost about a yard back to the 19-yard line. The new quarterback is Gavin Frakes. He's a 6'2", 182-pound sophomore. And he looks like he will finish up this game with about 7:50 to go here in the contest. Loss of one. Interior defense there making the tackle. It'll be second and 11 now at the 19-yard line. And, Tom, I'm going to leave it to you to run through some of those numbers and name some of those players so their moms and dads can hear their names.
Ours?
Yeah, that would be best since we're broadcasting the Union game. Second 11 for Norman North. Handoff's going to be inside. That was Frakes who's faked it. He's off to the races. 30, 35, 40, 45. Frakes cuts back across midfield. Wonderful fake. He faked everybody out, including me. He makes it all the way to the 47-yard line of Union. We're looking at a 40-plus yard run for Frakes. Several Redskins in to help drag him down toward the end, and it'll be first and 10 in Union territory.
I think the one that caught him from behind was Jamon Ray. He showed a lot of speed, too, because he was 4 or 5 yards behind before they really got it going, and then he just caught him pretty quick.
That was a tremendous fake by Gavin Frakes. First and 10 now at the 47 of Union for Norman North. Frakes again in the shotgun. He'll hand to McCown right side, and McCown bounces outside because he's pressured there, and he's going to lose several. He'll be back at the 50-yard line. The Redskins had a player way back in the backfield. I mean, it's right off the bat. That player was Shane Fields. He forced him wide. He was finished off out there by Gavin Kohler. So it's a loss of two, now second down and 12, but that's where we were a moment ago when Norman North ran it for about 40. Ball at the 49-yard line of Union, 6:27 to go in this game, 48-7 Redskins. Frakes brings him back to the line of scrimmage, and McCown to his left. Two receivers overall. Hand to McCown inside. He's got some hole. He's across the 45, and he bounces down to the 41-yard line. That little guy is just amazing. Several people had shots at him, and he wouldn't go down. He was finally taken down once again by Kohler, and Norman North has a player down. Looks like one of their offensive linemen, and it is. That is big number 72, Brad Brents, 5'10", 287-pound senior. And while he's down, we'll take a break. 48-7 Union, 6 minutes to go in this game. It's Redskins football on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Mike Anderson with Tulsa Gold and Silver. We started out in the 70s with just 2 employees and a small shop. Now we have thousands of satisfied customers all over the 4-state region. Our staff has over 130 years of experience, and you can still find us right on 41st Street just west of Sheridan. We have plenty of parking right in front, and we can help you bring in your items if you need us to. We buy gold and silver jewelry, sterling flatware, diamonds, and of course, coins, currency, and gold and silver bullion. When you think of gold and silver, think Tulsa Gold and Silver. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB. We'll look at your items right in front of you, and we have two private rooms for added security. Remember, when it comes to your valuables, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. And since we buy it all, you don't have to drive around town. For bigger collections, we'll even make house calls. I hope to see you soon at Tulsa Gold and Silver on 41st Street, just west of Sheridan.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, 5:52 to play in the game. Union and Norman North. Redskins up 48-7. A snap to Norman North quarterback Gavin Frakes, but there was a penalty flag right before that snap. It was a motion penalty or an illegal procedure, and that'll move the ball back now to the Union 46-yard line. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins, and Richard Johns. A good night for the Redskins. They've got a lot of players out there now trying to get a little time in. We'll call it third down and nine for Norman North now at the Union 46. Frakes has the snap. He hands off. No, he fakes the handoff. He's on the outside again, running for it. He's got the 40. He's inside the 40, but did not get the first down. Frakes kind of ducked his head and looked like he wanted to try to run over a Union player, thought better of it, and instead he jumps out of bounds. When he did, he jumped out short. Shane Fields was over there. It'll be fourth down and one for Norman North.
That's the second or third time he's run that read, and he is really runs it well.
I'm not sure I wouldn't have started with that cat. Fourth and one for Norman North. They trail 48-7. Ball now at the Union 38-yard line. Frakes again in the shotgun. Has the snap. Hands to McCown left side, and he's got the first down. McCown all the way up near the 35. Tackle on the inside by Union, and that was by Johnny Harrison. So again, running down some of the people out there for Union. Arthur Catlin's playing a little corner. Just mentioned Johnny Harrison. Let's look at some other numbers out there. A couple of them are difficult to read.
I think John Brandon's playing some.
Marcus Kelly is out there. John and Brandon might be playing some defense as well. First and 10 for Norman North. Back is Frakes. Here comes pressure. Frakes being chased, and he's going to go down. Chased out of there by Daquan Haley. Pardon me, Alex Love, the defensive lineman, who pulls him down from behind. That's a loss of four. It'll be second down and 14. Continuing some of the Union players who are out there. Catch some of the other numbers here. That will be Mario Davis playing some defensive line. Also on the defensive line right now is Day Evans. Get to some more of them in a minute. Second and 14 for Norman North. Now at the Union 40, 48-7 Redskins. 4 minutes and a half to play in this game. Frakes straight back to throw. Goes left side, makes that throw, and it's caught by Malachi Gatewood across the 30. Gatewood is going to have the first down. Goes inside the 25-yard line. Down to around the 23-yard line. A couple of Redskins on that tackle. One of them was Mario Davis, the linebacker. Another guy out there on that tackle was Shane Fields. But it moves the chains now down to the Union 24-yard line. Continuing to try to get some of those numbers out there. Let's see, who else do we see out there?
Marcus Kelly, I believe.
David Romero is out there as well at a cornerback spot. Try to get them all in, moms and dads, I promise. I think that is Josh Peoples. It may still be Josh Peoples on the defensive line. I can't quite tell. First and 10, they will hand off inside to McCown. Got some room. McCown breaks a tackle across the 20 to the 15-yard line. He does not go down easily. As a matter of fact, it was all Shane Fields could do to just hang on to his leg. It's a 9-yard run. It's second down and one. And Norman North will not pack it away with 3:50 to go here in this game. They trail 48-7, but they're still getting after it. Make sure the other number. Nope, that is not Malachi. That's not who I thought it was out there at the other defensive line spot. That's Torrey Thrower. So it's going to be second and one now for Norman North. Fraker moves his tight end to the right side behind him, McCown. Fraker is going to hand to McCown right side. He's going to get across the 15. McCown has the first down, I think. I think he got to the 13-yard line, but that's all he got. He was run down over there by Marcus Kelly. And they did, I don't know, did they get the first down or not? They didn't, did they, Tom?
Doesn't look like it.
They haven't decided yet. They're still They're confabbing. Now they say first down. All right. That's fair.
And I believe Shane Fields was also in on the tackle.
He was. Thank you very much. So that'll move it down to the Union 13. It'll be first and 10 right there for Norman North as we click inside 3 minutes to play in this game. Redskins up 48-7. Three receivers, two come to the near side. That's the left side of Frakes. In the shotgun, Frakes is going to hand off, and McCown has to bounce outside because he had pressure and he runs out of bounds around the 12. He could have gone down for a loss of about three, but he refused to go down about there. Bounced it outside, and that's where Gavin Kohler pushed him out of bounds. Gain of about one. It'll be second and nine. Now 2:45 to play.
If you're Norman North's coaches, you've got to be proud that those guys are fighting till the very end.
They are not giving up. And, no. You know, I tell you this, too. I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't just leave Frakes and McCown in there all the time. These two guys have been the better players. Second down and nine now for Norman North. The ball is the Union 13-yard line. Frakes sends McCown to the right, just offset to him. Three receivers total. He's going to hand off. Nope, he fakes it again. Frakes jumps outside the 10, the 5. Frakes into the end zone. I think he got there for the touchdown. He did. Jonathan Frakes just ignites this Norman North offense. And with 2:38 to go in this game, they've scored again. Union 48, Norman North 13. You got to like what this young man has brought to the table. I said Jonathan. I'm thinking of Star Trek. It's Gavin Frakes, 6'2", 182-pound sophomore. So there's a lot of game in front of this guy.
Absolutely. He really runs that read option well.
Yeah, Brody Harrelson will be on for the extra point. Last time he just got it over the crossbar. We'll check. There's the kick from Harrelson. It's up. Anemic, it hit the crossbar, and it is no good. So with 2:38 to go in this game, it's now 48-13 Union, and they'll get it next here on KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. Oh, Trina, so much fun and shopping experience like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa and Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like TTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account? Why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
2:38 to go in this football game. Union up by a score of 48-13. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton, Doc Webbins, and Richard Johns. The drive for Norman North, an impressive one. 12 plays, 80 yards, took them 5 minutes and 32 seconds. The Gavin Frakes touchdown, not Jonathan, the actor. 12-yard run, and he was really terrific on that whole series. And again, you're looking at Frakes, who's a sophomore, and Chapman, who's a freshman for Norman North. Now, this Norman North team has, in the past, been stocked with nothing but Stoops and Switzers.
Right.
And most of those have moved on, and we were supposed to see tonight Mr. Switzer, and that is the grandson of Barry. His name is Luke. He's one of the leading receivers. He's only a junior, but he hasn't played tonight. Apparently, he's injured. So Norman North will approach the football and kick it off. This comes a very short kick to the 20-yard line, and that's where it's taken by Belt. He's across the 40 to the 45-yard line, still on his feet, breaking another tackle across midfield. Belt will not go down, and he goes all the way to the 47 of Norman North before they tackle him. Malachi Belt, every guy who wears a Union uniform, Tom, can run.
Absolutely. And
he exploded.
I'm not sure Edmund North didn't think he touched the knee on the ground when he caught the ball, because he kind of went down, and I thought he might have touched the knee, and I was listening for a whistle, and he just kept flying by him.
Malachi gets up, kind of holding that left shoulder, and he runs off the field. Looks like he's in a little bit of pain. You know, Kirk Frederick told me to begin the year. He said it's going to be the fastest team we've ever had, and it sure looks like it. J.D. Geneva will come back out at quarterback. Once again, John Brandon will be his running back. At the 47 of Norman North, with 2:26 to go in this game, leading 48-13, he'll hand off right side to Brandon, and he's going to get stacked up just immediately. First in on that tackle is Jeff Boyette, the senior linebacker, and it's going to be a gain of nothing. It'll be second and 10, and Union's going to be very, very content just to run the clock. Don't think we'll see anything fancy, Tom.
No, I just think, like you just said, they're just going to run it out.
The Feel good for J.D. Geneva, though. He's already had one touchdown pass. And Doc Blevins was telling us in his conversation with J.D., he said he has not relinquished the quarterback job in his mind to Rovon Banks. And that's the way you have to look at it. You have to fight. Second and 10. Hand off once again to Brandon. He's going to try to get the right side. Flag comes down. Brandon's going to be taken down at the line of scrimmage. It'll certainly be a hold. But Brandon didn't get anywhere anyway. There on the tackle was Damon Hinchy. Now, it'll be up to Norman North to decide whether they want to take that or bring up a third down and 10 with 1:45 to go in this game. Looks like they'll take it. That'll move the ball back to the Union 42-yard line. And it'll be second down and 25 for the Redskins. And you know what? That might be the wrong thing because they might let J.D. throw it.
Yeah, they might. They may be sorry they did that.
It's only the third penalty against Union for 30 yards tonight. Now from their 42, second down and 25. Geneva will have three receivers. To his right is Brandon. Nope, he's just going to hand it off again. John goes forward to the 45-yard line, so he got back about three. First contact in there came from Mark White, the senior linebacker. And it'll be third down now, and we're going to call it 17. Minute 18 to go and counting here. 48-13, the Redskins lead. We're going to talk to Avante Wilkins as our postgame player of the game, but then after that, we're going to check some scores from around the state because there were some shockers going on, and we'll see how that affects the playoff picture. Redskins at their own 45-yard line. They need the 37 of Norman North for the first down, but Union is up 48-13. They'll send one receiver right. That's Lipsy. Two to the left. Again, in the shotgun is Geneva. Brandon's the running back. J.D.'s going to fake and keep it himself. Well, probably that's Trent DeSmet. He goes forward to around the 50-yard line, and that's where he's going to go. That's not enough for even close to a first down, and it's going to be fourth down and 13 for the Redskins now at 35 and counting. The play clock is at 31. All right, they're not going to have to snap it again.
No, that's what I was.
Game clock's at 27, and the play clock's about a half second behind it, so Kirk Frederick will not snap it again. So the clock will eventually tick to zero, and this will be a 48-13 Union win over Norman North. A couple things are going to happen here. They got the point differential they wanted. They got a great night from their first team offense, a good night from their first team defense, and they will now even their record at 4-4 in the year going into the last 2 weeks. That's going to do it from Union Tuttle, possibly the last game here this year. 48-13, Redskins win. Back with the post game next on KRMG.
Man, am I excited. New car models are hitting showroom floors, and if I'm picking an MVP with cars, it's hands down the new 2020 Subaru Outback. Yep, the 2020 Subaru Outback's arrived with my Ferguson family in Broken Arrow. Subaru's knocked it out of the park. They've got this new in-dash infotainment center on the 2020 Outback. It's big, it's bright, and it's loaded with technology for your custom apps, system checks on your car, and maps to help you navigate Oklahoma's roads. Plus, Subaru added new looks for both the interior and the exterior. The Outback was already great, but now it's even better, and you should see it now at Ferguson. Plus, there's 2.9% financing on all new 2020 Outbacks. And remember, every 2020 Subaru Outback comes standard equipped. That means you don't have to pay extra for Subaru's road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive system found only in a Subaru. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the Broken Arrow at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. Or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better. In balance.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 D-side of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's always the right way.
paid non-attorney spokesperson, paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 9393. That's promo code 9393 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.